right here on the Six Sides Radio Network with AJ and the Squad and the Queen's Court. We have a very special show tonight. We're going to talk about a very, very powerful man in Martin Luther King Jr. and some of the things that he's done. We're going to start Black History because it does not have to wait till February. So sit back, relax, and join us. As always, keeping God first, a prayer with Evangelist Clayton.
Hallelujah. Giving honor to our Father, His Son, and the Holy Spirit, who is our everything tonight on this January 12, 2024. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. For I was glad when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord to worship him in spirit and in truth. Our Father, who art in heaven, holy will be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us of our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but to deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever in your Son, Jesus Christ's name. Father God, we come to you humble as we know how this evening, God, to tell you thank you, Heavenly Father, for how you have kept us, Father God, day in and day out, Father God. How you, Father God, came by our bedside, Father God, early this morning, Father God, and you breathed upon us, God, and we became a living soul, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to tell you thank you, God, for your omnipotent love today, God. We want to tell you thank you, Heavenly Father, for how you upheld us with your right hand, Father God. Forgive us, God, if we've done anything to grieve you or displease you, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lead and guide us, God, on that path of righteousness for your name's sake. And even though there's some valleys, God, that we have to go through, God, Father God, there's some downloads, Father God, that we have to incur, Father God. But we know, God, that you're able to do all things, God, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father God, we just want to tell you, thank you, God, that we're able to bow down before you, Father God. As fountain that's empty, God, refill us, God. Redefine us, God, and restore us, Father God. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We know, Father God, that you're Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, God. You are our rose of Sharon and our lily of the valley, Father God. You are our bright and morning star, Father God, and you're that wheel in the middle of a wheel, God. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. God, I know that you're able, God, to do all to do all things, God. God knows the help that we know, but all of our help coming from you, Lord, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. God, I ask, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, that you have mercy on us, God, according to your will, God. Your will is already done, God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus. We know, God, that you are able, God. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And you provide a way out of no way, Father God. You heal the broken heart, God. Father God, you calm the Red Sea, God. Father God, you calm the storm in our life, God. Like no other, God. You're worthy of a praise, God. When praise goes up, your blessing come down. Lord, we just want to tell you thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for doing it, God, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for being a comfort, Father God, in the time of a storm, God. We give you all glory and all of the praise, God, because it all belongs to you, Heavenly Father. Father God, look down, Father God, on heaven tonight, God. You know what they're standing in the need of, God. Father God, comfort them, God. In the name of Jesus, thank you for securing her in this accident, God. Like no other, God. In the name of Jesus, God, you was her shield, God. But Lord, we ask, Lord, that you move her aches and pains, Father God. Cover the mother and her family tonight, Father God. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we know, God, you're the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. Do it like you said that you would, Father God. in the mighty name of your son, Jesus Christ. Father God, we know, God, that you're able, God, to go to thy rescue, God. We know you're able, God, to heal those that on the bed of affliction. We know that you're able, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We know you're able to touch Silhouette, Father God, and her son tonight, God. I know you're able to bring him through, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I know you're able, God, to do all things, God, above all that we ask or we think, God. Do it for him, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, like no other, you're worthy of the praise, Father God. And we're going to give you the praise, Father God, because victory is on our side tonight, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Victory, Father God, will carry us there, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, and by your stripes, God, we are healed in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, sinusitis, God. Allergy, God. Asthma, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. High and low blood pressure, sugar diabetes, Father God. We know that you're able, God, in the name of your son, Jesus Christ, and all the pestilence, God, in the name of Jesus, God, coming upon the land, God. We know that you're able, God, to do it, God, in the mighty name of your son, Jesus Christ. God, we know, God, that you're able, God, to bring us through, God, ups and downs and turn around the situation and circumstances. Beyond our control, God. You are in control, God. And we know, God, that we can't make it without you, Father God. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus Christ. Father God, look down upon the squad tonight, God. Touch each and every member, God, in a special way, Father God. Bless them coming in and bless them going out, Father God. Whatever that they're standing in the need of, God, meet every need according to thy will, God. Thy will is already done, God. Look down upon the network, God. Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus Christ. Father God, continue to be, Father God, the guiding light and the driving force in there. In the name of your son, Jesus Christ. And Lord, we give it all to you tonight, God. Father God, look down upon the guests, God. Look down upon those that come out to support AJ and the squad in Queen's Court, Father God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Look down, Father God, upon the page, God, and all those, Father God, the followers, God, the supporters, God, in the name of your son, Jesus Christ, God. We tell you, thank you, God. We take it not for granted, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for your overflow, pressed down, shaken together till thy cup is running over, God. God, we thank you for the overflow, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, we ask that you touch Ayana tonight, God. Touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, God. In the name of your son, Jesus Christ. Do it, God, and we'll be so honored to give you the glory, Father God. Father God, touch Father God, gummy tonight, God. Like no other, you able, God, to do it, God. Touch all of our children, 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 children. Touch, Father God, our neighbors, our community, God. Keep your angels protected around thee, God. And Lord, in the name of Jesus, look not upon the King family. In the name of Jesus, God, look down on those, Father God, in Alabama, God. Look down, Father God, on those, God, that went up on the march, God. In the name of your son, Jesus Christ. Look down, Father God, in the name of Jesus, on Selma, Alabama, Father God. Look down on Birmingham, Alabama, and Montgomery, Father God. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus Christ. Look down, Father God, on Carolina, Father God. The run of Sister Nikki there, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father God, bless thee above all we ask for things, Father God. Keep up, Father God, steadfast, Father God, and head lead, Father God. Ron DeSantos, God. Do it, God, and we'll be so honored to give you the glory and give you the praise, God. Like no other, God, you are able to do all things, Father God. Father God, look down upon the Democrat and the Republican, Father God, in the mighty name of your son, Jesus Christ. Look down, Father God, on those who have been abused. Father God, raped, molested, battered, and abused. You know who they are and what they stand in the need of, God. So according to your will, God, thy will is already done, Father God. Look down on the grieving heart tonight, God. Like no other, God. You are able to do it, Father God. Comfort, God. Be that bridge over troubled water, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Look down upon the broken hearts, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. God, we tell you, thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for doing it for us all over again, God. And God, we ask, Lord, that you continue to be our God in life and be that driving force in our life. Be our map quest, God. Keep us on that path of righteousness for your name's sake. And even though, God, the valleys come, God, in the name of Jesus, every round gets a little higher, Father God. And Lord, when we go on the last mile of the way, Heavenly Father, please, Heavenly Father, give us a home in thy kingdom. We want to hear you say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Work that you well put in, Father God. Father God, come on up a little higher, Father God. And we give you all the glory. We give you all of the praise. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
We thank you so much for that. Again, welcome everyone. Sit back and relax and let us entertain you tonight. We do apologize. We do not have a live speaker, but we have a lot of entertainment for you tonight. We do have some information, and we're going to give you another great show. So sit back, relax, and just see what we have in store for you. Thank you again for joining AJ and the Squad in the Queen's Court on the Six Sides Radio Network.
I can't wait. What you talking about there, buddy? You know, it's been so long.
Hey, man, you've been so long, man. You just could not wait. That's right.
Yeah, it's been so long. Since we just can't not wait.
I got the whole team right here in plus mode. They all popping out there. Everybody wake up. Everybody wake up in the head.
Hey, why y'all waking everybody up in my head?
So you don't know? You don't know what happened?
What happened?
Yeah, that's right. You don't know. It's been almost about a month there, buddy. Happy New Year's to you. And Happy New Year's to y'all out there.
Oh, man, we just can't wait, man. We got an awesome speaker tonight. Awesome speaker tonight.
Oh, man, what's going on?
Hey, so ain't you part of the squad?
Oh, yeah, that is right. Six Eyes Radio Network. AJ and the Squad. hey, man, you know how we do that thing there. You know how we do that thing.
Yeah, it's going to be raw and radical. All these crazy commercials and stuff like that. Queen on deck. We got AJ on deck. The Godfather. Miss Pride and Joy versus Clayton. Check, check. We got old Tony right there on deck. We got Dango on Destiny on the check. And we got you, fool. And the whole crew. A lot of voices in your head.
I know that they're going to be there, right? Hey, we got those people out there. Don't you forget about it.
Yep, you can't forget about y'all. Y'all part of the squad, too. Yep. Y'all get you up late. Y'all ready? Boop. DJ Billy.
Hey, yeah, boy. You gotta tell Miss Pride and Joy to take that pic. We go, that's the that look like.
Oh yeah, that's right. But how you know? You can't see it.
Well, nobody can see nobody. Well, you know what? We all can get on the phones right now and tell it. We're back. 424-243-9617. AJ in the squad, in the house. 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Check us out there on Facebook. Yep, that's how we be doing that thing. Who you with? Who you with? Yep. Who you with?
That's right. Who y'all with? AJ in the squad always. The hottest of the hot. You can't miss out. All right. Oh, take away, AJ.
Good evening to each and every one of you, and welcome to another great episode of AJ and the Squad, along with the Queen's Court, here on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
know sometimes it's more important to gain respect than it is to succeed. You see, success is a funny thing. It means nothing if you don't have respect. To take your place within the Fire family, you must have respect. You must remember that business is business, and business is always going to be business. But just remember one thing. This time.
The squad king is in the building. That was Funk on the Roll by the legendary Godfather of Soul, James Brown. All right, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir. Good evening.
Happy New Year's and welcome back. AJ and the Squad, yeah. The Queen's Court is in the building here on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
All right, let's unmute some phones here. And I'm probably just going to go ahead and put 434, you are unmuted. 336,
hello, everyone.
You are unmuted. Hello, honey. 336, you are unmuted. 704, you are unmuted. Both 704s, you are both unmuted. And that's everyone who has pressed 1. Remember, if you want to talk to us, press 1. If not, you are more than welcome to sit back and listen. We're just glad you're here. And we want to thank Evangelist Clayton for her powerful prayer and to AJ for his grand opening.
Yeah.
Great as always. You both, thank you both very much.
Anytime, anything I can do to help.
You know, he tried to be so modest about that. I'm going to tell y'all a secret. So, you know, everybody knows that he is visually impaired, but he's an extraordinary man. So he was telling me one day he wanted me to record this song for him. Now, he gets us to put stuff on, you know, where he can get it, and then he puts all the music to it himself. We just put it up there. So he was telling me one day how to put this particular song up and the music and this, that, and the third. And I probably tried for maybe, I don't know, maybe 30 minutes maybe. And I said, you know what? I'm done. I'm not going to do this. I can't do this. I can't get it right. It's not sounding right. It sounds nothing like what he does. And I said, baby, you know what? That's your thing. You got that. So the stuff that you guys hear, all the music and the creativity around the music, that's him doing that. I tried, and that is not my thing. So that's why we are a squad, and we all got our special qualities, and music producing is not mine. So I know how to stay in my lane, and in my lane I'm in. So AJ, thank you so much. You're doing an awesome job with that. And I am not going to try ever again.
Thank you,
Brenda. I'm not
going to
do it.
Like you said, we all have a special quality, and we all add our special qualities, and that's why we are a squad, and that's why we are what we are, who we are, and why we do what we do every Friday night.
Stay in my lane, and this is mine right here. And my lane is going to take on some mentals, because I am not that music person. I can put the music up there for you. I can get it to you. I can tell you who it is. But that's all I can do for you. I can look it up for you. I can give you a name. But that's all I can do. That's it for me. But I can say hi and how's your mentors. As always, we want to check in on people, make sure you're okay. And as we say, if you're not okay, it's okay not to be okay. Just please tell somebody. Share that with someone. So I am the Queen calling out of North Carolina. Whoop, whoop. The weather's been kind of tricky the last couple of days. Some rain. We had some sleet today. We had some high winds. We're supposed to have something that's come through tonight, but I'm hoping and praying. It seems like it has passed my particular area over, but we're supposed to get some more snow in here Monday night into Tuesday. So we'll see how that turns out. God is still good. Work went well this week. This is my first full week back. So that was, I feel like I'm back in my element now. I feel like I had to accomplish a few things and redirect a few things. So I think I'm back. You know how we say, yay, the squad back. Yeah, I think I'm back. Oh. I think I'm back. I think my staff think I'm back too. So, yeah, they know. And then we're here tonight with another fabulous show. And again, we do apologize for not having the speaker. She had to cancel because her daughter was in a wreck. So keep her prayed up. Her name is Heaven. And that's something out of our control. It doesn't matter because the show will go on, but we're going to keep her prayed up. Because, you know, who wouldn't have stayed in with their child? You know, it is what it is. But she will reschedule. She's just still a delightful woman. We still want her to be a part of us. So she will be back. But right now she's got to tend to family. Because, you know, family comes first. And with that, I'm good with the squad. Everything's going great. My family is good. My health is slowly still improving. I'm here with the hottest group on radio. And I'm here with my king. So how could I not be good? And with that, I'm complete.
Good afternoon. This is Evangelist Clayton, and I'm hailing out of Tallahassee, Florida. Amen. The national champ with Florida A&M University.
Did that.
Hallelujah.
Did
that. Been a long time coming, baby. Been a long time coming, but we have reached our peak, baby. So I'm grateful. I am so grateful for my mentor. Amen. I tell you, November, December, and now we're in the new year, 2024. And I'm persevering and pressing for that mark of the higher caller. Can't give up. Can't throw in the towel. I had some great losses in my family, close-knitted, and it truly, truly took me on a whirlwind. Amen to God, you the girl. But I can tell you tonight that I'm about at an 8 tonight, and I give God the glory. I give God all of the praise for He's been my strength, been my way maker, been my miracle worker and my promise keeper. He didn't leave me. Amen. When I was so down and out and so in a depressed state, but I know God was there with me, and I'm just so grateful to be here. As the Queen has said, with one of the hottest 109 degree temperature, AJ and the squad in Queen's Court, being here with one of the hottest groups that you have heard on your radio dial. And we just thank God for what God is doing. And I give God all the glory. I give God all of the praise. Amen to God be the glory. So I'm moving. And as Queen has said, it's okay not to be okay, because I was not okay. But I am okay, because as long as I got King Jesus, I'm doing well. And as long as He got me in the place that He has me in, amen, with the hottest group in the nation, amen, they've been the squad in Queen's Court, I'm doing well. And I give God the glory. I give God the praise. And I ain't got nothing but love for you. You ain't got to love me back. But I love me enough for you, us, I, and they. And I am completed. God bless you.
God bless you. Next queen, step up, step up.
Hello,
I'm calling
Destiny. Oh, go ahead.
Okay,
I like it.
Okay, this is Destiny calling from out of the state of Virginia. My mental
Thanks.
Right now is a state, but I am going to continue to push. I'm going to continue
That's
to
right.
pray until something happens, and I know something is going to happen. So
That's
y'all continue to pray for my family and me, and I will continue to pray for you all and continue to lift you up. Thanks.
Amen.
Amen. Hello, hello to each and every one of you out there. Miss Pride and Joy
hello.
Calling from the North Carolina area.
North Carolina.
And I'm good. I'm a 10 with the hottest. on the radio, okay. So
okay.
I just want to say I am a 10 tonight, a 10.
Amen.
Loving that today. Love that.
Any more queens?
Hey,
I
am here.
How you feeling?
Hey.
I feel good.
Good.
I feel good, you know. I'm in good spirits, so not complaining.
Okay.
But I want to also thank each and every one of y'all for last week for my birthday. Yay, that was so nice of y'all.
Yeah.
I had a good time,
despite
how I was feeling. I enjoyed myself. I got some new babies because I'm a stuffed animal fanatic. So I got some really, really big stuffed animals for my birthday that I love so much. If y'all don't know, this is Miss Silhouette in North Carolina.
North Carolina.
On the hottest station around.
That's it.
Absolutely. I feel good. Yes, absolutely. I thank all y'all for y'all's prayers and all the birthday love, all that. It was much, much appreciated. And with that, I am complete.
You're so welcome, darling. Any more queens? No? Okay. Kings? Okay, go ahead.
I love 6 pounds, too. Thank you.
I know that's right, girl. Do that. So everybody about that, honey.
That's what I'm talking about, baby.
Hello, everyone.
Hey,
hello.
How are you?
How's everyone doing?
Good. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm great. I'm great. I'm blessed and thankful. This is Cindy Lockley, the wife of Leslie Lockley from Tallahassee, Florida. My mental status is an 8.5, and for me, that's good, even though this has a jiggle here and there, but that's part of life. And I just thank God for this day that the Lord has made, and I want everyone to know that we are listening to the best radio station all around the world, the only one and the best one. With the Squad and the Queen's Court. You know, this being in your presence is, you know, very, you know, greatly appreciated. And you all are amazing, and your stars, you always stars. And we just want to express our deepest gratitude for you all and for your dedicated work that you do, and day after day the things you do that we don't know about, you know. And I know it's a lot. And I thank God he gives you the strength to do it, and for all you do, and for the kindness, thoughtfulness, and the way you do things, the way you care for people. And we just thank you so much, and we thank you a million times. We appreciate you. And we love you.
Thank
Amen.
You. We love
you
y'all.
Well.
We love
thank
you
all so much. We look forward to you guys every Friday.
We always enjoy it.
Any more queens? Remember, if you want to talk, press 1. Any more queens? We'll move on over to our kings.
Hello.
Good hello, evening. How are you?
I'm blessed. How you doing, AJ? And
how you doing, Ken? Good evening to
we're
you,
doing
sir.
Doing fine, sir.
I'm blessed. I'm Leslie Lockley out of Tallahassee, Florida, and I'm the husband of Cindy Lockley, and I'm looking forward to the rest of the show, and I enjoy being on 6 Eyes Radio Network, the hottest radio station in the nation.
In the nation,
yeah.
Baby.
You better tell him, Mr. Lockley. Tell him.
Any more kings?
May I? Well, hello there, ladies and gentlemen.
Go ahead.
I am the one and only, as you know, the Godfather. And I would like to express my appreciation to Miss Lockett, who really explained some of the Bible to me on the last evening. It was really great. I just think it was just marvelous. She took time to look up things about the Torah for me. And I want to let you know, I greatly appreciate it. But I'm doing fine. I'm thanking God for being here for another evening. I'm also praying that we can control the violence that is going on in all of our cities. And I'm great. Thank God for each and every one of you. I'm completed.
You
are
welcome,
Father.
How sweet
it
is. Well,
yeah,
how
sweet. I'm sorry.
Just
yeah,
one
black man. Spoke to you, sir.
Hello, Godfather.
Hey, baby.
That was cool, Daddy. That one right there, honey.
Right.
May I?
Hey, baby.
Oh, somebody
yes,
else.
Yes, sir. Go
hey,
right
baby.
Ahead.
You know what I'm talking yeah, this is Tony calling out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Hey, Miss Queen and the squad and the rest of the members and Silhouette, everybody, the Lockley, the Clock. Everybody, hello to everybody. Queen 9, 6 Eyes a Day in here. You know, If you come in here, well, me, if I come in here as a 9.5 or anything less than a 10, y'all bring me up to a 10 now. I just got a 10. Yeah. All the love and just, you know, it's just so fuzzy. You know, you can't help but to love y'all. You know, even if I was mad or something with any of y'all, after you come on here, you got to start, you know, the weekend off with love. You know, I love it. You know, and it's great pride to be a member of the squad. You know, with all the wisdom, all the knowledge, all the love, all the brother sisterhood. You know, we all like family. You know, and that's what it's about. You know, we laugh together, cry together, we celebrate together, and it's beautiful. You know, I'm just glad to be a part of AJ and Queen's Court and the squad and all of this, the Six Eyes Radio Network. I'm just glad to be a part of this, you know. And I'm still trying to get the titles and everything down packed. Y'all be patient with me. I get it.
You're doing good, my brother.
Don't be mad at me if I said, oh,
we know who
you're
talking about.
With the man right there said I'm good, I'm complete on that. I'm good.
You're good, brother.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Tony. Any more Kings?
How y'all doing out there?
Hello there.
How y'all doing? I'm doing good. Oh. Here, you know, with two peas and a biscuit. Here, they eat that good old chickens and biscuits and stuff right there, right now. How y'all doing?
Y'all doing
okay?
How you doing there?
You
doing all right.
I'm doing all right, dear brother.
Okay.
Got you some bowl of chicken over there?
Yeah, yes, sir, with some hot sauce, if you don't mind. Please let me get a couple of biscuits
with
this greedy soul.
And you get that little yellow and clear stuff. You see that last year, don't you? Showing that. How you doing? I got some popcorn.
Chill
and be quiet.
That's
like me behind the show.
But I'm from South Carolina. I'm doing good, y'all. I'm clumsy right now.
Good to have you. Glad to hear from you. Glad you're all right. Any more kings?
Guess I will leave me. Good evening, everybody. I am AJ, your squad king. Calling out the great city and state of Cleveland, Ohio. Hey, Quinn, what's going on? Good evening, everyone. I'm going to be honest with you. My mental is good. I'm just real tired. You know, like sometimes you can be emotionally all right, you know, soulfully, spiritually, you can be mentally all right, but you can just be tired, you know, tired of thinking, tired of stressing, or tired of grief. But, you know, it doesn't mean that you're, you know, mentally, you know, in a depressing or a depressive state of mind. So I'm just tired. There's a lot going on, you know, of course, doing what we do for our Friday nights. I love it, but it is time consuming. So I definitely want to shout out to Ms. Lockley. You know, we love to hear back from everyone who calls the podcast and who, you know, gives us content on the Facebook page. And we like to know that we're on the right track and we're doing the right thing by and with everybody. So I appreciate the compliment. But, yeah, that's it. I mean, my son is good. My grandbaby's good. His fiance is good. My friends are good. You know, the Browns, go Browns. But I'm just saying, you know, I'm glad to be here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. I'm glad to be with my queen, with the squad, and with the Queen's Court, and my family, friends. I'm just glad to be here. I'm glad to be back, back to business. Let's get it popping, as they say. And with that, I'm complete.
Thank you, sir. Good luck, Browns. We'll be at home on the couch watching the games. That's all right. That's okay. We know.
Everybody might be on.
Okay, they ain't going to have no Super Bowl. Ain't nobody going to make it. Ain't nobody going. They're just going to have an all-star game and call it even. It's going to be through for the year.
Right.
There was a number. I'm sorry. 516, your mic is open. No, you don't want to talk to me now.
No, they're trying to call it. His phone is low, I believe.
Is it? Yeah.
516?
Yeah, mine is 561, but it ain't 516. What's up, this job?
561.
Hey, Joe, how you doing? No, just say 516, sir. But it's okay.
Y'all doing
all
right
doing?
This evening?
What's going on, Joe?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
All right, my brother. Good evening to you. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Just listening in, man. My mental health is pretty good today, man. Just want to listen in. Y'all be blessed, man. I'm just listening.
We appreciate
all right,
you.
Thanks
thank
for
you.
Being here, sir.
Thank you. All right.
Hey, how you doing, Evangelist Flake?
I'm blessed. Thank you for coming. Thank you.
Right. Queen?
How you doing? Long time no hear, sir.
Doing all right. Everybody else?
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Hey, how you doing, boss?
Blessed. All right.
All right. Anybody else want to tell us the mental? Anybody else? We almost covered everybody, but if anybody wants to that hasn't yet, press 1. We would love to hear how you're doing. And again, it's okay not to be okay. Just tell somebody. And with people, you can tell. Okay. So, again, we're going to move on. Miss Pride and Joy, do you have something for us, ma'am?
Mm-hmm.
All right, go right ahead.
Women make history as Spain's first parliament member with Down syndrome. It is important that kids are encouraged to shoot for the stars when it comes to their dreams. But nothing can replace the impact of seeing someone, especially someone similar to them, making those dreams come true.
Yeah.
This is the impact that Monica Syria is having now, that she's been appointed to be Spain's first parliamentarian award. She received the first parliamentarian award, and she has Down syndrome. She entered in the political world at the age of 18 years old. And by joining the People Party, ever since then, she has worked hard to make a positive impact. In doing so, she has proven to be a valuable candidate for parliament in May. She's the PP that they created a list of ranked candidates, and she came in as number 20. Number 20. Yeah, but again, she's stepping down. She's going to be stepping down, and she's going to be going into a new role where she will be on top of everyone this time. She will be making history one more time. A political role in Spain for 2013 is Angela Bachila. So she's not the first woman to do it, but Angela Bachilla is the first woman to do it, and she's country first city councilor with this disability. If you didn't hear me for the first time, I was saying they both have Down syndrome, both of these young ladies, and both of these young ladies have went through and accomplished the things that they wanted to accomplish in their life. Like I said, one of them is number one, and one of them is presented as the 20th one. So they're doing good. And if you want that number, the call is 800-221-4602 if you don't know the number. That's the number for athletes that have different disabilities. Again, it's 800-221-4602.
Amen.
That's one.
Amen.
Thank you. I bet y'all didn't know that about that, did y'all? I know y'all didn't.
Y'all didn't know that.
That's why y'all on here, to get that information that you just didn't know. I'm just trying to tell y'all, see? Okay.
Didn't know nothing was called a parliamentary.
Okay.
Did y'all?
Down syndrome, wow.
Yeah, Down syndrome. Both were the young ladies.
And that's really good when you have, when people have, you know, any kind of disability or any kind of thing they're living with like that and still continues to prosper, continues to do work, continues to keep moving forward.
Right.
That's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing. Some people ain't a thing wrong with them. They just sit. So, yeah, that's a beautiful thing. Yeah.
And they have a positive attitude about it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Miss Pride and Joy from North Carolina. Hey, y'all heard that? Okay. I'm just saying, I'm repping my city. I don't know about my state. I don't know about y'all, but okay. AJ. Hey, AJ. You got some stuff for me over there?
No, I got a lot of stuff. What would you like? Which direction would you like to go? You can tell us a lot of women in here tonight. Can we tell us a lot of women in here tonight?
Wait a minute. You know I got these tubes and stuff going on over here. You know I can't breathe but so hard now. You just okay. Wait a minute. AJ.
Yeah. What's going on, my queen? There's something I can do for you.
So at this moment, let me do this. Let me pay this bill first. How about that?
I will be there shortly.
Let me just do this first.
Hope you are dressed. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait.
Can't wait.
Love you. Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
I was standing on the corner listening to the AJ and the Squad show. He has the best of speakers to come our way. But people listen every day. Keep listening to the AJ and the Squad show. And I'm sure you'll find some information that will help you during the way. Take care of yourself.
Come on,
and remember, AJ and the Squad love you. Good day.
You're listening to AJ and the Squad. Along with the Queen's Court here on the Six Eyes Radio Radio.
With faith to guide me.
and weary. Now I had gone astray, walking in the darkness. I could not find the way, but then a light came shining to lead me from despair. All my sins forgiven, and I was free from care. I learned to pray with faith to God. Me, I found a way. The sun is shining up for me each day. I found the answer, and I love. Keep your Bible with you. Read it every day. Always count your blessings. Always stop and pray. Learn to keep on believing, and faith will see you through. See to know contentment, and it will come to you. I found the answer, and I learned to pray with faith to guide me. Oh, I found a way.
That was I Found the Answer by Miss Mahalia Jackson.
Hello, this is Evangelist Clayton with 6 Eyes Radio Network with AJ and the Squad and Queen's Court, coming by to let you know that I'm grateful. I am thankful. I am so, so, so thankful that I give God the glory, I give God the praise. Upcoming, amen, Dr. Martin Luther King was a man, amen, that fought that we may have, amen, a right to the right colleges, the right schools, that we may sit at the table and hold hands. But wake up. This man fought for you and I. This man dies making sure that we, amen, are treated fairly. I tell you one thing for sure and two things I know. I look back over my life and I tell God, thank you. For the early 50s, he didn't have to do it, but he did. And I'm still here as a living testimony to tell you God can, God will, and he'll keep you. Amen. Dr. Martin Luther King. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. And all of his runners that ran with him. And all of you, amen, that visit the finest schools, go to the finest colleges, have the finest jobs. Amen. Prestigious. A man that gave up and made it possible for you and I to make a change in all of our lives. You're listening to Evangelist Clayton with 6 Eyes Radio Network with AJ and the Squad in Queens Court. Please dial that 424-243-9617. Don't you dare forget to hit that number one to be in the queue. And we look so forward to hearing you every Friday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 Central. Don't you dare touch that dial. Amen. Run and tell somebody. You run and tell everything else.
Now run and tell this. Have a blessed day, everyone. God love you more than I could ever think that I do. Be blessed.
Now run to that.
Run to that.
Well, thank you, guys. That was the opening of our Martin Luther King celebration, Black History Moment. And like we said, we are going to cover Black History every week. We don't have to wait till February. Black History is all day, every day. So, of course, we know it's Martin Luther King's birthday on Monday. Celebrations going on. If there's some things in your city that you know about, then let us know. I know we always have a big peace watch here to downtown, and then they do a little festival downtown. But it's going to be cold, so I'm not going. But it's always nice to get the kids out, and they dance and play music, and they get a speaker up there. So it's actually really nice. But Martin Luther King was born on January 15th, 1929. And what was his name? His name was not Martin. Does anybody know his real name?
His name was...
See, I bet you didn't know. See, that's what I'm talking about. See there? His name was actually Michael. Michael King. See, I bet you didn't know. of course, he married Coretta Scott King in 1953, and they had four kids. Y'all know his children's names? Any of them? He had two boys and two girls.
Yeah. The only one was
Well, that's one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Bernice King.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
One more girl and one more boy. Yolanda and Dexter.
Okay.
His parents, of course, was Martin Luther King Sr., and his mother's name was Alberta Williams King. He had a couple brothers and sisters. Christine was his sister, and A.D. was his brother. He went and graduated from Morehouse University.
Morehouse.
You know.
Morehouse.
You know, I look at... let's talk about that for a second. So Morehouse, if anybody ever been there, Morehouse is right across the street from Spelman. Morehouse is the men, Spelman is the women.
Right.
But if you think about some of the areas where we have HBCUs located, they are in some of the raggedest parts of those towns.
You better come over here.
It's a mess. It's almost like this is where you've been, but this is where you can go, you know? I'm like, they got all these nice schools in these raggedy parts of these towns. Because when I went to Johnson C. Smith, I was like, Mom, I'm coming home. I'm scared over here. A&T, A&T is the biggest school ever. They got them all in these crazy parts of town. But I guess.
Come on here.
Right. You gotta stay positive. I guess why you're there. So. When I went up and visited Hampton University, it was in the raggedy part. Howard University, it was. This is so amazing to me that these prestigious colleges are in these areas of town that they're in. But again, I guess you can be here and end up there. So I suppose. And let's see, he was a Baptist minister and an activist, a civil rights leader, an anti-war man, the Nobel Peace Prize, the Presidential Medal of Honor, the Congressional Medal of Honor, quite a few more. And unfortunately, he was assassinated on when? Who knows when?
I know it was 1963, but
what was it? It was 1968. Okay, y'all got that. When?
It was 1968.
When and where?
It was in Memphis. He was on the balcony. I remember that.
He was on the balcony.
Do you know what the hotel was named? Was called?
Oh, God. The Lorraine Hotel.
Okay.
It's the Lorraine.
Yeah, it's the Lorraine.
Okay.
All right.
And somebody was
now we just need a date. We got the year. We got the location. Now we just need a date.
What about that date?
You said some two
people.
Someone asked Alexa where it is.
Okay, he Googled somebody.
Oh, goodness.
It was April 4th, 1968.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
That's what I remember.
Mm-hmm. So, Godfather, let me ask you this. What do, and it's not even trying to be funny as far as you being seasoned or nothing like that. You are Evangelist Clayton. Do you have any personal reflections on that?
I do. At the time that happened in 1968, I was working in Montgomery, Alabama, and I was on my way home back to Birmingham, and they were telling all the people to be calm. They didn't want any violence or any riot. I remember that very, very well. I do remember that. Because they were frightened that it was going to be a disaster, and it was begging all the black people to be calm. I remember that.
Wow. Thank you for that.
You've been
saying, do you have anything on that?
You know, I can remember I was 14 years old. I was 14 years old. And I tell you, I was in the seventh grade. I was in the sixth grade because I repeated. But I was in the seventh grade, and I remember Dr. Martin Luther King and my mom are 10 days apart. 10 days apart. He was January 15th. She's January 25th. 10 days, same year, same month, 10 days apart. So I remember that we were in school, and I remember that they spoke over the intercom. Back then, they had the intercom that they hold to their mouth, and they speak to all the classrooms, and everybody had to be quiet. But something had took place, and the principal, Mr. Catchings, was making the announcement that Dr. Martin Luther King had been shot. I didn't know if he was dead at that time, but after we got the news, everybody in the classroom, the whole school, they let us went home because the school just went in uproar, and everybody was screaming and crying. And then I got home, and my mother was down on her knees praying. She was praying and she was crying. And I tell you one thing for sure, and two things that I know, it took something out of my mother, because her and Dr. Martin Luther King, you know, as I said, they were knitted. They was knitted. And I tell you, he wasn't the man that he is today, but he was one that was on the bridge of going up. Mm-hmm. And I tell you one thing for sure, and two things. That's all that we knew. That's all that we knew in the late 50s, early 60s. That's all that we know was Dr. Martin Luther King. And I had a dream. That speech, and also we done the 47 years ago, our father brought forth on this continent the new nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Mm-hmm. And just listening to Dr. Martin Luther King, and then all those that was following, remember Angela Davis and all those, you know, the power of source just steamed. Seen in the state of Georgia, Alabama, you know, and Tennessee, you know, that everything was just up in an uproar, and that week was something of imagination that you'll never forget. That was the brokenness, the heart, the pain, and then when we knew for sure that he was dead, you know, it just brought her out in a silence into the state of Georgia. Just brought that out of silence. And I tell God thank you for all that, on this journey that we've learned, you know, just hearing Dr. Martin Luther King and saying that our hands, we are joined hands together with black and white, you know, that's something we wasn't doing back in the consolidated school, because I went to a consolidated school. Nothing but all blacks from the first grade to the 12th grade. It was all black teachers, black everything, you know. So we never knew what integrated was at all, but it brought such an awe and brought such a peace and prayer, I mean, in our churches and everything. So, you know, it's a great look back, because what he's spoken, and what he did, it has came to pass. It has came to pass that we can sit to the same table. We can hold hands. We can pray together. Having babies, which they was having babies back then, but they kept it undercover. They kept it on the dying low. But in the midst of it all, we got our children. Now that we can see a successful, go to the finest schools, sit in the finest office, you know, have the finest jobs, you know, and to just see them flourish, be the president. We never thought or ever thought that we would have a black president, but we had one prior, you know, prior. And I've learned that through Godfather, and Godfather brought it back, Lady Queen, amen, took us someplace, and it reminded me, and I had to go back and say, she's right. She is right. You know, Obama was the second black president that we've had, you know. So I'm just grateful that the path, God's word is true. And every man is a lie. You know, his word is true. He said, you speak those things as though they already is. Dr. Martin Luther King spoke those things. And here we are today. Fine black men and women of God, successful, driving the finest cars, living in the finest homes. Amen. To God be glory, eating from the finest table and going to the finest school. I'm grateful. Yes, to be here with you all today, from segregated to integrated. I'm so grateful for that. I give God the glory and the praise. Amen.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Okay.
So Martin said that people that inspired him was Mahatma Gandhi, Mahalia Jackson, and Bayard Rustin. He named a few other ones.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to focus on Bayard Rustin right now.
Okay.
So, a lot of people probably have no idea who that is, but he was actually one of them that walked hand in hand with Martin the whole entire way. The biggest story behind him was it was talked that he was supposed to be homosexual, because he fought for a lot of gay rights and the communities and homosexuality and all that right there. So his problem came in with him supposedly being homosexual. But I say that to say this, regardless of whatever he was, and that's another lesson inside of a lesson that Martin Luther King taught us, you can't judge people by whatever they're doing.
That's right.
As long as they're good to you and they're supporting you and they're loving you, what they do over there has nothing to do with you. You can't judge anybody, because we're all doing something that we shouldn't be doing.
That's right.
So I really always focus on him, because he stood out because of him. And they never proved that he was or not. He just fought for them a lot. And nobody really knew, but you know how people assume. But the fact that he still stood hand in hand with Martin Luther King the whole way just says a lot about who they were then. Love who you love. Accept people for who they are. And that's that. That's the lesson learned right there. So I just thought that, but his name was Bayard Rustin, and he was definitely one of Martin's right-hand men. So
just
wanted to put that out to you. That's your moment for Bet You Didn't Know.
Amen. And you can't judge a man by the content of his skin.
So, Ms. Sheila, you mentioned earlier you wanted to do something. Did I hear you say that?
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Nobody but Jesus. It's nobody but him, yeah.
There's nobody but Jesus. Nobody but him, yeah. It's nobody but him. Yes, it is. There's nobody but Jesus. Nobody but him, yeah. It's nobody but him. Yes, it is. He laid his hands on the blind eyes. Nobody but him, yeah. He laid his hands on the blind eyes. Nobody but him, yeah. It's nobody but him. Yes, it is. When we were going through our ups and our downs, nobody but him, yeah. When we were going through our ups and our downs, nobody but him, yeah. It's nobody but him, yes it is. It's nobody but him, yes it is. It's nobody but Jesus. Nobody but him, yeah. It's nobody but him. Yes, it is. He's our healer. Yes, he is. Nobody but him, yeah. He's our healer. Yes, he is. Nobody but him, yeah. It's nobody but him. Yes, it is. He's a mind regulator and a heart fixer. Yes, he is. Nobody but him, yeah. It's nobody but him. Yes, it is. It's nobody but Jesus. Nobody but him, yeah. It's nobody but him. Yes, it is. Amazing grace, how sweet it sounds. Yes, it is. Save a wretch like me. Yes, he did. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now that I see, yes, it is. It's nobody but him, yeah. It's nobody but him. Yes, it is. It's nobody but Jesus. It's nobody but him. Yes, it is. It's nobody but him. Yes, it is. He'll be a comfort in the midnight hour. Nobody but him, yeah. He'll be a comfort in the midnight hour. Yes, he is. Nobody but him, yeah. It's nobody but him. Yes, it is. He'll be a bridge over troubled water. Yes, he will. It's nobody but him. Yes, it is. It's nobody but him. Yes, it is. It's nobody but him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's nobody but Jesus. I want to let you know, it's nobody but Jesus when you're going through your despairs and you're going through your turmoils and you're going through your hurt, your pain, when you're going through your ups and downs and your turnarounds and when you're going through your losses and your loved one, your family, amen, when you're going through death, amen, death has a way, amen, of interrupting, amen, the inner mean of your heart are broken. Amen. It's nobody but Jesus that will come in and be your comfort He'll come in and be your bridge over troubled water. It's nobody but Jesus tonight, amen, that'll bring comfort to you when you're in the midnight hour and you make those phone calls and you call up a friend and they say, man, a woman, a friend, I can't talk, but give me a call on tomorrow. It's nobody but Jesus. I tell you, greed plays a heavenly part, amen, when you love your family member, when you love, amen, your children, when you love your spiritual sons and daughters, when you love, amen, your grandbabies, when you love mom and dad and sister and brother, when you love a friend, amen, to God be the glory, it's simplified to let us know it's nobody but Jesus that comes in and ease your ache and pain. And I'm sure somebody in here tonight can agree with me that God will come in right on time and comfort you. Amen. In the last 2.5 months, I done went through the loss of family members very, very close, and that thing really got to me. Amen. To God be the glory. But it took God, amen, to come in and be my comfort. It's nobody but Jesus that wipe the tears from my eyes. It's nobody but Jesus that massaged my heart. It's nobody but the Lord, amen, that stepped in and moved my aches and pains when my blood pressure was high. Amen. To God be the glory. It was nobody but Jesus that stepped in and lowered my blood pressure. It was nobody but Jesus, amen, to God be the glory, that gave me the comfort that I needed. I had my friends. I had the squad. Amen. I had my family, my nieces, my nephew. Amen. Mm-hmm. I had each and every one of you in your prayer. Amen. I had my friend, the Lockley. Amen. Continue to checking up on me. I had my brother, the Apostle Johnson, checking up on me. Amen. I had my daughter, amen, Silhouette, checking up on me. I had Miss Friday and Joy, and you all praying for me. But it was nobody but Jesus that comforted me during my grieving time. It was nobody but Jesus that brought me out. Amen. And I had to learn that earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. And to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory. And at the same time, my friend Destiny was going through. Amen. We lost a family member the same day. Amen. A couple of hours different. Amen. But it was nobody but Jesus that stepped in for me. It was nobody but Jesus that eased my ache and pain. Amen. And I had to keep persevering, and I had to keep pressing on. It was nobody but Jesus that did it for me. Nobody but Jesus that would step in and do it for you. Amen. We need each other. But most of all, we can't do it. Lord, we can do nothing without him. We got sick. Amen. To God be the glory. Hospital. Amen. And I'm sure many of you have been sick. Amen. To God be the glory. I know my sister, Queen, over there been through some things. My brother, AJ, been through some things. Amen. Tony been through some things. Amen. To Miss Friday Joy, been through some things. Silhouette, been through some things. Locker, been through some things. But I'm sure you all can agree with me. They had to look to heaven and tell the Lord thank you, because it was nobody but him that did it. Nobody. Amen. To God.
Yes, yes. Amen. Thank
in that
you, Lord.
Of your head,
yes.
It was nobody but Jesus. And stepping in, it was Jesus being your master. Amen. It was Jesus, amen, being your comfort. It was Jesus being your water when you were thirsty. It was Jesus that was being your bread when you were hungry. It was nobody but Jesus.
Yeah.
And I tell you one thing for sure, and two things that I know. That I tell you, God stepped in, amen, because when that thing hit me, it hit me hard. Amen. Mm-hmm. To God be the glory. And you can't say what will happen because you can't see beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care, man, woman of God. I don't care what the title is. Apostle, bishop, prophet, evangelist, teacher, pastor. I don't care what your title is. When that thing hits you, that is a pain that you can tell nobody, but when you done been through it, you can tell somebody. If you ain't had no rain in your life, wait a while. Wait a while. Because you have to catch your chest.
Yeah.
You have to hold you.
That's right.
And you have
wait
to
a while.
To step in.
Right.
Step in, Lord, on time. Because you are my way maker. You are my bridge over troubled water. And I didn't understand when the Lord wrote the song Nobody But Jesus on the table of my heart. I wrote that song probably about 4 years ago. But I tell God thank you because it comes right on time. It comes right on time. I can't make it by myself. I can't do anything on my own. But through Christ Jesus, I can do all things through him that strengthens me. Amen. I pray for my sisters and my brothers. Amen. I pray for my children, my spiritual sons and daughters. I pray, amen, for my neighbors, my community. But it's nobody but Jesus. You have to make that thing personal between you and God. He was my power source. He was my comfort. Amen. What I could have called on you all our time of the night. Amen. But I know that I had to bow down before him. Amen. Because he knew my heart. He reads off the table of my heart that I know that I had to bow down before him as a fountain empty. I asked him to refill, redefine, and restore me. It was nobody but Jesus. Grieve is something else. Amen. Can't nobody tell you how to grieve. Can't nobody tell you how long to grieve. Amen. Mm-hmm. But it takes God. It takes God. Yeah. And one thing for sure, man can take away my house, my car, my silver, my gold, my bank account. They can take all of that away from me. They can take away the book, the Bible. But you cannot take away the memories. The memories. You can't take away my memory. You can take the book because God has written his book on the table of my heart. Amen. And I ask him every day to keep me with a sound mind to run this race, to be a bold soldier for Christ Jesus. It's nobody but Jesus tonight. Amen. That has pumped up my heart. Amen. Through the grievances and the loss of my niece, which my sister left her in my care. Amen. To God be the glory of my sister that I was next to. Amen. And then we just buried my cousin. Amen. It's Friday. And I ask the Lord that he continue to strengthen me. Amen. My grandbaby, my granddaughter lost her first son on her birthday. On her birthday, June 17th. That's something that will never be forgotten. That's a memory that my granddaughter holds on to. And we'll never forget it. Gone, but not forgotten. And I encourage each and every one of you. My mother's at her resting place. My dad. My sisters, my brothers, amen, my grandbabies, my nieces, my nephews, my friends, my cousins, all in all, amen. I encourage you, hold on to God's unchanging hand. That is our comfort, and that's free. That's going to bring us grievances. It's a certain thing. Can't nobody tell you how to grieve. And it's okay. As we say here on AJ and the Squad in Queens Court, it's okay not to be okay. But I tell you now, because I know who I know, and I know the God that I serve, I promise the Lord that I'll run on to see what the end's going to be. When he ordained me, amen, he ordained me to run and to tell the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. It hurts. We're human, and we're in the human flesh. It hurts when you lose a loved one. It hurts. It takes something out of you, but God restores something back into me. Y'all continue to pray my strength in the Lord, and I'm so grateful that I'm here with the hottest group. I'm so grateful that I'm here with those, amen, that can give you a word of encouragement. I'm so grateful for the wisdom that we have in AJ and the Squad in Queens Court. May the Lord continue to bless you of all we ask of thee and carry thee on higher heights and deeper depths. Y'all pray my continuity in the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right, Destiny. I want you to sit there for 1 second. AJ, you got anything? You ready for something? Okay.
Okay.
This one you get ready next, okay? I got something I want you to do.
Me?
Yeah, as soon as he gets through it, what he's doing.
Okay.
I got something for you. Thank you. sit back and relax. Relax. Thank you guys for spending your Friday with us. And Jam Squad. And Queen's Court.
Queen's Court.
All right.
All right.
Hello, this is Tony calling out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Welcome to AJ and the Squad in the Queen's Court, Six Eyes Radio Network. Thank you all for coming. We greatly appreciate all the support. And remember, God is love and love is God.
You're listening to AJ and the Squad, along with the Queen's Court here on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Yeah.
His mercy each and every day. He's working my weakness into strength. Oh my. He's turning the sinner into saint, you know. He's made a way where there was no way. He makes the best out of every mistake. He's my daddy and I know he is. I prayed and called myself and I know he is. His never come, his never showed up late. His word, his ways, his will are always. Oh God, it's flawless, flawless.
That was Flawless by Uzo Izzy Aguilis.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for your many blessings and not just your tests. Thank you for your revelations in my life because you know what's best. Thank you, God, for opening my heart to shed such powerful tears. Thank you, God, for your strength that helps me conquer my fears. Thank you, God, for your storms, the clouds, and the rain. Thank you, Lord, for your salvation that one day I will gain. Thank you, Lord, for peace and giving me good health. Thank you, Lord, for giving me the opportunity to know you for myself. This is Queen from the Six Eyes Radio Network, the AJ and the Squad, and the Queen's Court. Thank you, God, not just today, but every day.
All right.
Thank you, sir. All right, thank you for that. That was awesome. And what was the name of that song?
That was Flawless by, now get ready for this, Uzio Izzy. You catch that?
Oh, Uzio Izzy. Okay.
Uzio Izzy. And I'm having a problem with the last line. But I got it over there on file.
Hey, man, you did an awesome job, AJ.
Well, thank you, sir.
Was
that up to your standards, sir? I hope I did you justice.
You made me sound so much better, man. I promise you.
Hey, it's what I do, bro. It's what I do. Anything I can do to help, bro.
Oh, Mr. Tony. That's what we're all here for.
I tell you the truth. I tell you, we support one another. That's what I love about the squad. AJ, the squad, Queen's Court, the Six Eyes Radio. I love it all.
Destiny.
Yes, ma'am.
If you feel up to it. So, Evangelist Clayton was talking about how all this grief has made her feel lately. And like, yeah, only if you feel up to it. What about you? How has this been making you feel? Because you've been through a lot this last couple of months yourself.
Yeah.
How does that do that? What does that do to your mental as far as you, your family, your child, your significant other?
Yes. Hello, everybody, once again. This is Destiny calling from the state of Virginia. Grief is something that I've had to deal with for most of my life. I can't say that I've been happy with God at all of these times because I haven't. And I'm just keeping it real. There's been times when I was very angry with God and I held it in, but I was still angry with him. I didn't force myself to say it either in a prayer or to speak to God or anything. I just held my anger in, which caused me to run away from him. And the more I see now, I realize that I left God and God never left me.
That's right.
within the past years, I think I've dealt with six or seven, I think it's maybe seven deaths in my family, close family. I'm talking about like aunts and uncles and first cousins within the last year, from, put it this way, from December the 15th of 2022 till now. I have had to deal with seven deaths. My aunts, like I said, my uncle just passed away on Christmas Eve, and I'm dealing with that now. It's hard. It's hard.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie and say that it's not, because it is. Because the one thing with me is I always try to be strong for everyone else. But it always seems to be so.
It's okay.
It's all right, baby. It's okay. It's all right. You're here with family. You good. You all right.
Always seems to so. I can be strong for everybody else. But when it comes to me, I crumble apart.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful for times like this. When I can talk, and I won't be judged, and I won't be criticized, and I won't be told by anybody else that it's okay, you'll get over it, or it's going to be all right, don't worry about it, or something like that. Grieving is a process.
Yeah.
When you're totally getting slapped in the face by grief, sometimes you hardly have time to catch your breath.
Yeah.
You know? But as Queen says to me, I'm a weeba wobba, and if anybody don't know what that is, that's that little, I would say it's like a punching bag.
A weeba wobba, but you don't fall down.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, I used to laugh when she said that, but I see, as I look back over my life, I do see that it's been times that I've been punched down and knocked out, as I thought. And I looked around, and God picked me back up, and he brushed me off, and he said, my child, do it again. So as I sit here today, the Lord brushed me off again. For what he picked me up is coming my way. And I'm begging God to continue to give me the strength to endure what may come my way, let it be good or bad. But Lord knows I'm ready for the best. I'm ready for the good. Because I've dealt a messy hand. I've been dealt a messy hand. But they say only the strong survive.
That's right.
And I know I'm going to continue to survive. And I just think for having a program like this, where everybody's been saying it's the hottest radio in the nation, it's the hottest radio in the land, I'm just going to say y'all judge it for yourself. And if you're still listening, it must be something nice.
Okay.
You know,
you go.
So y'all just continue to call my name in prayer and continue to lift me up. Because there's days when I feel like I'm so weak, I'm not going to make it. But I got to continue to hold on. And then it's time when I can call my friends. But just like Miss Clayton, Evangelist Clayton said, sometimes you can't call on people in the middle of the night. The only one you can call on is Jesus, and I thank him for being right there. He might not be able to say nothing back, but then it's a word in the Bible that he may look at, or a post. Yeah, some people might not like Facebook, but I can look at a post on Facebook that'll uplift my spirit and tell me to keep on keeping on. So I just thank y'all for having something like this so that I can voice my opinion and not be judged. Thank you once again.
Amen. If y'all don't mind, I would like to say something real quick. And I want to address Destiny first. I remember when you first became a part of AJ and the Squad, couldn't get you to talk. You was always on the run. I had to send search parties out for you. And just over the years, hearing your growth, your maturity, and I know it's been hard for a lot of us to open ourselves up to each other, to expose our weaknesses or, you know, our deep, dark secrets that most people have never known or heard about. And for you to come over here and express that and share that, not only with us, but with everybody. You know, everybody on the podcast, everybody on Facebook, the whole country, and 60 other countries that are now listening. I just want to commend you. I just want to say, you know, I love you. I respect you. And I appreciate that because it takes a lot to come out here and to put yourself in that type of vulnerable position. And like you said, and please believe it, this is a safe place. It says it right on the back of my card. Safe place. We are non-judgmental. We have an open door policy. Come as you are. Just be yourself. Be real. Be genuine. And that's why I love being a part of Agent of Squad in the Queen's Court. I love what we do, and I love it because there's nothing fake. It's nothing phony about us. We are all real, genuine warriors and children of God, and we are all survivors. And like Evander Clay said, we're going to rock this till the wheels fall off.
Yes.
Period. And every chance we get, what I tell you, Queen, we're just going to breathe. Just breathe. Just breathe. So I had a song, and it's just like I said, God works how God works. So if y'all give me a minute, I want to dedicate this song to not only our guest speaker who couldn't make us with us tonight, but to Destiny and all the other queens that are on Agent Squad, the Queen's Court, and to all the rest of our listeners on the podcast. If y'all give me a second.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
He's so nice. Him so nice, y'all. Him's nice. You are listening to AJ and the Squad in the Queen's Court on the Six Sides Radio Network. Yes.
Hello, everyone. This is Destiny, and I'm calling from the state of Virginia. You're now listening to AJ and the Squad and the Queen's Court on the Six Eyes Radio Network. We welcome you, and may God continue to bless you.
Squad. That was Get Down by Monica.
Monica.
All right, yeah.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. I like that song. Go, Monica. Okay. Okay, well, I got a few quotes from Martin Luther King that I like a lot, and I think they might fit some of us throughout our lives and the things that we're going through. One is, if you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward. That means you can't stay stagnant. You can't be comfortable in your situation. Keep moving forward. Any little step you take, and you may take some back, but keep moving forward. However you get there, just keep moving forward. And this one could be for a lot of our guests, ourselves. Forgiveness is not an occasional act. It's a permanent attitude. Forgiveness is so important. And it's not even for the people that did anything to you. It's really for you. God needs you to forgive yourself, for he can take on what you're supposed to be doing. You can't hold forgiveness over your head. You can't let people have that power over you. Because if you can't forgive them for something they've done, every time you see them, your life is going to get crazy and you're going to get to thinking crazy. They're not worrying about you. They're not worrying about what they did to you. They're fine. So you need to forgive them as well as yourself. Faith is taking the first step even when you can't see the whole staircase. We were just talking about faith last week at church. Faith, faith, faith. You know what? In all honesty, we do faith every Friday we put a show together because we have no idea how it's going to turn out. We just tell ourselves we're going to have a good show, and that's what we're going to go on. But we go by faith to say it's going to be a good show. And as you can see, they've all turned out just great.
Yes, it has.
And the last one is, nothing worthwhile is gained without sacrifice. So that means nothing is worth doing, and if having is not worth doing, you've got to fight for it. If you get it too easy, you're not going to appreciate it. You know, that's what we try to tell our kids sometimes. We're not going to just give you stuff. You got to work for it. But some people just give and give and give, and that makes kids not appreciate anything. They think the world owes them something. But you've got to work for it. And the more you work for it to get it, the better you're going to take care of it. The better it's going to make you feel. Those were quotes from Martin Luther King. I just thought I'd share those. And I got them. Thank you, sir. Okay, now we're going to do this real quick. And you don't, you know, you ain't got to have time to think about it. You can write it down if you want to, but I don't know what to tell you. But the word is assassinate, okay? Remember that word. Anybody know how this one will tell you how to spell that word? Anybody know? Assassinate. It's like ass-ass-n-ate. You know, that's the way you learn. That's the way it's spelled. Ass-ass-n-ate. So not going by the words I just gave. You can't use those words. Give me five words out of that word.
Thank
you. Can't use ass, so I gave you ass.
Eight. How many letters you got to be?
At least four. At least four.
Okay.
You can't use another word. I just said.
Oh, I hate to be a bearer of bad news, but I believe Satan is in that word.
Satan is in that word. Satan is. Okay, there go one. Of course, y'all can work together. You say sane?
Stain.
That's sane. Okay. Mm-hmm. Three more. Y'all can do it. Y'all can do it. At least four letters. Mm-hmm. I mean, it can be more than four, but at least four.
Okay. Mm.
The word assess. Is that in there?
Bless you. You said assess?
Assess. That was a C.
Oh, assess. Okay. Yeah. Two more.
Saint.
Yes, S-A-I-N-T. Okay. Mhm. Go y'all, go y'all. One more, one more, one more. Go y'all, go y'all, go.
Nets.
Nets.
N-E-T-S.
Yeah.
N-E-T-S. Nets.
Nets. Okay. All right. Can y'all do five more? That's fine. Y'all got that fine. Can y'all do five more?
Now look at the. Now go back to those words. I'm just listening to. Listen to the words that were. Read them back.
Satin. Or satin. I'm sorry. Satan. Stain. Saint. Assist. And next.
Think of those next. Words. Saint. Stain. Mm-hmm. Satan. Next. My mind just processing. I'm just sitting there listening to the words. But if you rearrange those words,
I was going to say those two letters have the same, the very same letters. Those three words.
Right, but I'm saying if you take those words, you can actually rearrange those words and put them in a sentence itself.
Mm-hmm. Can I do five more?
That was interesting. I like those type of things that make you think about some things.
Yep.
What word was that?
Neat.
Neat and neat.
Oh, neat. Neat.
Mm-hmm. I was waiting for y'all to find out the rule to that. Y'all know you got, you know, the main rule is what? Rhyme your words. Rhyme your words.
Well, go ahead.
Yeah. Right, yep. Yeah. That's I-T-E.
One more.
Well, y'all said psych. Well, I mean, if we're gonna be, if we're gonna be grown about it. I mean, in ass. I don't know. I'm just saying. Let me Google it. I'm. Hold on. I mean, you know, if I'm wrong, I apologize. But
hey, Jimmy, is in ass a word?
Here's the definition of ass, an animal of the horse family, which is typically smaller than a horse and has longer ears than a braying call.
I guess it is a word.
One more. We got it. See? We got them. So crazy.
I'm sorry.
Only in America and only on Google.
There's someone trying to say
sister.
Sister.
I mean, the way we can say it, it can be. We can make it worse. So that's all I have. Does anybody have anything else they want to add?
She says she's not paying y'all no attention. She's still trying to break the word down. I love it. See that's what it's all about. Make your mind focus on something. But as Queen suggested, does anybody have anything they would like to say? Any comments? Any suggestions for AJ and the squad in the Queen's Court?
All right,
well, remember, every Saturday night, 11:30 p.m., right here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Make sure you check out Six Kicking It with the Crew and everybody else, DJ ATL, Queen Nye, Wolfgang, and the Pack. Make sure you check them out every Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. And before we get up out of here, as we always do, God grant us the serenity to accept those things cannot change, the courage to change those things that we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And we all say amen.
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 610,
your mic is open.
How you doing, Quinn?
Fine. How you doing?
Doing pretty good. Calling out of Philly.
You calling out of Philly?
Hi.
Yeah.
Oh. How you doing?
Doing pretty good.
Man.
I like what y'all got going on here.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you, sir.
Just wanted to let you know that, you know what I mean? Y'all going to save, y'all saving somebody's life. I don't know if y'all know that.
Thank you very much.
There's a young man out there right now who need to be on this line.
Well, we want young man right now. Selling drugs. To you, sir. Not to cut you off, we want to extend an open invitation to you that if you know anyone who has a story or, like I said, needs a place where they can, you know, voice their opinion or their emotions or their feelings or, like I said, you know, give them this number. Get in contact with one of the squad members. You know, and we can set something up. But we definitely appreciate you saying that. That means a lot to us because that's exactly what we do here. We are the shepherds. Amen. We go out and we try to help as many as we possibly can because we are all survivors. And somebody came and got us. And we have to pay it forward.
That's right.
You know, we have to what we are meant to do as stewards, as God's children. And I'm proud to be amongst every one of you. Every one of you. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Sure.
And the gentleman just came in. Who are you again?
My name is Fresh.
I invited him to come.
Okay, thank you.
Amen. Thank
appreciate
you.
You, sir. Appreciate you. All
thanks
right.
So much.
Anyone else?
Amen.
All right, baby. You go ahead and close them up and go ahead and get that.
All righty. Well, we definitely thank you guys again. We want to send a prayer out to our guest and her daughter. Hope that she heals and recovers very well.
Yes.
We will have her rescheduled, so you guys look forward to that. Thank you, squad, for just putting things together kind of last minute and putting the show together, a successful one, an informative one, one that made a difference, I believe. You know, we don't know our history. We don't know a lot of things, and they don't want to teach us a lot of things. So I thank you guys for putting the show together last minute, and I think it was still productive, so. Thank you for that. Thank you for spending your Friday night with us. We will catch you next with another fabulous show. Good night,
You've
everyone.
Been listening to another great episode of HJ Squad. Follow the Queen's Court here on a Six Eyes Radio. Squad.
Night, night.
Good night, everyone. See you next Friday.
With AJ and the squad and Queen's Court.
Y'all gonna love this.
It's the hardest thing to give away, and the last thing on your mind today. It always goes to those who don't deserve. The opposite of how you feel, when the pain they cause is just too real. Face everything you have to say the word forgiveness.
Forgiveness.
Look at that.
Forgiveness. It flies in the face of all your pride, it moves away the mad inside. It's always anger's own worst enemy. Got a right to hold on. There is no end to what its power can do. So let it go and be amazed by what you see through eyes of grace, the prisoner that it really freezes you. Forgiveness. Forgiveness.
Good night, everyone.
Night. Good night, everybody.
Catch you on next Friday.
Thank you, everyone.
Bless you.
God bless you.